Hey there, the name is Big Riggins, and I love anything on wheels, and this is my little one.
Hi, I'm Lil Riggins. My dad is a mechanic, which means he fixes up vehicles.
That's right. If a contraption has wheels, wings, propellers, or springs, and can take you from one place to another, you can bet that I can fix it. And where are we today, Lil Riggins?
We are at the racetrack, and we're here to fix a race car.
You got that right.
Dad, you used to be a race car driver before I was born, right?
That I did, Lil Riggins. You excited to see a real-life race car? 'Cause I'm excited to share it with you.
I'm really excited. I've never seen a race car up close before.
Well then, let's head over to the garage and take a look. The race car is right behind these garage doors. Let's open them on three. One.
Two.
And there it is, a real race car.
It looks so cool.
You can say that again. This is one beautiful machine. Is there anything that surprises you when you look at it, Lil Riggins?
Yeah, it's really short. And low to the ground.
Good eye. Race cars are built low to the ground to keep the car from being dragged by the wind and slowed down when it's racing. In fact, everything about race cars is designed to make them go as fast as possible. From its low to the ground frame, to its sleek lines, to its wheels. Which reminds me,
it's time to count the wheels.
You guessed it. You go on that side of the race car, and I'll go on this side. Ready?
Ready.
One tire.
Two tires.
Three tires.
Four tires.
A race car has four tires, just like a car you or me would drive.
Dad, you know I'm too young to drive.
Oh yeah, then just like I would drive.
And you told me that we're here to fix the engine, right?
Yep. Race cars need to be in tip-top shape every single time they go on the racetrack. So mechanics like me have to look them over all the time.
What's wrong with this one?
Well, let's find out together. I'm going to open the race car's hood and take a peek inside. Opening hood. Watch your head now. You know, most regular cars are like this race car, in that they have their engines in the front of the car. But there are some race cars that are designed to keep their engine in the back of the car.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know cars could have engines in the back.
If there's one thing I've learned, it's that people can be real clever when it comes to making cool cars. Now, let's take a look at this engine. Boy, what a beauty.
What do you see?
A 750 horsepower, 358 cubic inch, 5.86 liter V8 engine with a 4-speed manual transmission.
What does all that mean?
It means that it's bigger and way more powerful than your average car's engine. And everything, from the camshafts to the coolant pumps, is custom made to fit absolutely perfectly in the engine block. It comes together like a beautiful puzzle with all the pieces in the right place.
And what is the problem with it?
Let's see with this tester here. It's the ignition system. For gas-powered engines like this one, the ignition system has to light the gasoline at exactly the right time to make it run the best it can. This ignition system is just ever so slightly off.
Does that mean that the car won't go?
No, it'll work fine. But fine isn't good enough for a race car. Race cars need to work perfectly if they are to win races.
Wow, race cars are serious business.
You got that right. Looks like a repair is in order, and I'm fixing to fix it.
Is it fixed?
Don't know yet. We have to test it.
Does that mean?
Yep. You and me are going to drive this race car around the track.
Wow, really?
That's right. Here, put this on. It's a racing suit and a helmet. And I'll put on mine.
Dad, this is so cool. The suits are bright blue, just like the car.
Glad you like it. Now, let's get in the car. Here's something you probably didn't know. Race cars don't have doors, so we're gonna have to be lifted in. Ready?
Ready.
Then in you go. Comfy?
Yeah.
Then make room, 'cause here I come. Now, let's turn this dream machine on. Count me down, Lil Riggins.
3, 2, 1.
Ignition on. Just listen to that engine.
That's something.
Now, let's take the car out on the track. Look over there. The track is shaped like a big circle. And when we go around it, that is called a lap. Let's test the car with a lap around the track.
Okay.
We're in the starting spot. Count me down one last time, and we'll drive.
3, 2, 1, go! Woo! 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 Race cars sure are fast.
You said it. Race cars can go over 200 miles per hour, which is nearly 3 times faster than a cheetah can run.
Wow.
And it looks like the ignition system is working right as rain.
Dad, you're an awesome race car driver.
Why, thank you kindly, Lil Riggins.
Why did you stop being a race car driver and become a mechanic?
Well, I just love fixing things. And to be honest, I'm a much better mechanic than I ever was a race car driver.
You may be a better mechanic, but you're the best dad.
Well now, that's just about the nicest thing I've ever heard. How about you and me go a few more laps in this race car before the sun sets?
All right. 3, 2, 1, go!
There. That should do it. Let's get this beautiful race car into its garage, and you into bed.
Good idea. All this excitement gets me kinda sleepy. Dad, can we sing our night driving song?
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Driving my race car all over town. Singing our song as the wheels go. Tractors and cars, all the vehicles under the stars, backhoes and bikes and fancy limousines. How I love my dream machines, driving my race car. All over town, singing our song as the sun goes down.
Good night, Dad.